This is Journey Church Podcast. Here at Journey, we believe in encountering God and embracing people. From wherever you're listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Good evening, everyone. I got my microphone on. It's Christmas Eve. We're so glad that you came to the Southern California Christmas Eve. People in Calgary, if you're a native Calgarian, you know that you did wear a tank top today, because that is the way we roll. If you're here visiting family or friends, I'm sorry for our apparel. It's like, this is really warm for us. I've been in Calgary a decade now, and I don't know that I've ever been to such a warm Christmas Eve, but I'm certainly glad that you're here today. I know that some of you came today because you were invited, and I'm so glad that you came, and some of you came because you were voluntold to come, and you were told that you'll get fed if you go, if you come, so I'm going to try. They told you that it would just be an hour, and I'm going to try to keep it. We are going to be just an hour, so either way, no matter how you went here today, I'm glad that you're here. I know that there's just a lot to do on Christmas Eve. You got last minute wrapping. Every year I say I'm not going to be a last minute wrapper. Every year I'm a last minute wrapper. Cooking and finding batteries for that one toy that you forgot about. Yeah. You know, Christmas season is full of traditions, hot chocolate, Christmas movies, all of our kids told us that. And of course, believing. Last night when I was trying to go to bed early because I was having a little bit of a Christmas cold. So my kids, though, got in bed later than me, because it goes like that when they become adult kids. And I could hear the Polar Express playing last night. And you know, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, when you watch the Polar, you can't understand that movie. There's no understanding in it. It's like a bad fever dream you've just had that Tom Hanks has entered. If you love the movie, I'm sorry. But the point, you know, the whole thing is, you know, the little Believe Bell at the end. By the way, everyone's going to get a little Believe Bell at the end of this. But you know, over and over again, we're told to believe in the Christmas spirit, and to believe in Santa, believe in the magic of Christmas, and believe somehow that your family won't argue this year at dinner. But tonight I want to talk to you about a belief that's bigger than all of that. Not a belief in magic or tradition, but a belief in a person, Jesus. And I'm not talking about blind belief or wishful thinking. I'm talking about a belief that has the power to bring peace to chaos, hope in hard times, and light in the dark places. And if you've ever felt like life has been more than a question than an answer, then this message is for you. I want to just take you quickly back to a moment in history about 700 years before Jesus was ever born. There's this man named Isaiah. He was a prophet, and he spoke words of hope to people living in really hard times. These were people who were scared, who were stressed, and people who were stuck in darkness. This sounds a lot like our world today. And here's what Isaiah told them. He said, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Imagine hearing these words in your darkest days. A child is coming who's going to change everything. He'll be the Wonderful Counselor, meaning he'll give you wisdom for every decision you have to make. He'll be a Mighty God, strong enough to handle things you cannot. He'll be an everlasting Father, never leaving, never giving up, and a Prince of Peace, bringing peace even when it feels like everything is falling apart. This wasn't just a cute Christmas card verse. It was a promise from God that something better was coming, and that the people were invited to do one thing. They were invited to believe, not in themselves, not in their circumstances, but in the God who is working behind the scenes to bring them hope. Fast forward 700 years. It's a quiet night in a little town called Bethlehem. A young woman named Mary is giving birth in a stable, not exactly a royal entrance for a king. No throne, no royal possessions, just animals, hay, and a baby. But this baby was the fulfillment of Isaiah's promise. This baby was the child born to us, the son given to us. And it didn't make sense at the time. People expected God's Savior to show up with armies and money, lots of money, not as a baby who couldn't even hold his own head up. But God doesn't always do the things the way we expect him to do them. And this is where belief comes in. People had to believe that Jesus wasn't just any baby. They had to believe that he was everything that Isaiah said he would be, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's a lot to believe through a baby lying in a feeding trough. But here's the thing. Believing isn't having all the answers. It's about trusting the one who does. It's not about having life figured out. It's about trusting the God who sees the whole picture when you can only see the next step. Maybe you're sitting here tonight thinking, nice, I knew they had to have some kind of religious talk into this service. But I've got real problems right now. I'm dealing with stress, anxiety, family conflict, grief, and I'm just trying to get through this week. They say that Christmas is the most stressful week for any of us, and that doesn't matter if you have like a picture-perfect white picket fence family or if you have just been through the hardest year of your life. This week is stressful. And if we're not careful, we can live our whole life trying to, like, this year it's going to be different. But if you're anything like me, this idea of trying to figure it out all on my own, like, this year I'm going to do really well. This year I'm going to have it all organized. Does anybody ever come to Christmas thinking that? I do every year. Every year I try to be like my sister-in-law and get all the gifts bought by September the 31st. Maybe for some of you today, belief feels hard. The idea that you would believe in a God who loves you and has your best in mind. The idea that there is a God who can orchestrate things for you, that can give you the wisdom that you need. I get that. It's hard to believe in things that you cannot see. But here's what I want you to know. Believing in Jesus doesn't mean ignoring reality. It means inviting God into your reality. If you're anxious, Jesus says, I am your wonderful counselor. I'll walk you through this. If you feel weak, Jesus says, I am your mighty God. I am strong when you are not. If you feel abandoned, Jesus says, I am your everlasting Father, and I will never leave you. If you feel overwhelmed, Jesus says, I am your Prince of Peace. I bring peace even when the storm isn't over. In my own life, I have found that Jesus has been all of these things and more to me. You see, Jesus didn't come to give us a problem-free life. He came to give us a life filled with his presence. And that's why belief matters. It's not about escaping reality. It's about finding hope and peace and love right in the middle of it. Here's something I think we all know deep down. Every other gift you get this Christmas is going to fade away. Remember when you got that first iPhone? I remember when I got my first iPhone. And you thought, this is the epitome of technology. I will never need another piece of technology again. Have you ever looked back at your pictures from your first iPhone 1? You can barely make out who's in the picture. Remember when you got, some of us are married here. Remember when you got married and you thought, I will never need another person in my life except you. And then you were married for a few months, and you realized you still need other friends, right? You still needed other people. Anything we get at Christmas, even if I do get that robo vacuum cleaner. I just as an aside, though, did you notice that all the kids, when they were talking about what their moms were going to get, it was like cleaning products. My mom needs a vacuum. My dad needs a Nintendo Switch. What's going on with this? It doesn't matter, though. Anything we get, it's going to wear out. It's going to wear out. The new car smell is going to lose its new car smell. Jesus is the gift, though, that will never, ever wear out. And he is the one that keeps giving to us. It doesn't matter how long I've known Jesus for. The more I know him, the more I get to know him. The more he gives to me. And here's the best part. You don't have to earn Jesus, it is a gift. It is not a be good and you'll get Jesus. Like, walk enough old people across the street and you'll get Jesus. Or squeeze enough little kids' cheeks and be like sort of a nice person on the deerfoot and Jesus will come to you. No, it says, remember Isaiah's words, it says, for to us a child is born, to us a son has been given. He's already been given. The question is, will you receive him? Will you believe that Jesus can be your wonderful counselor, mighty God, your everlasting Father, and your Prince of Peace? I remember when I was teaching my kids to swim, and none of them were water babies. They were all kind of scared of the water. And we'd get in, I'd get in the shallow end, and I would say to them, okay, now you're going to jump to mom. Now, I understand it is me that they were jumping to, so okay, the reticence, the metaphor somewhat breaks down. But I'd say, jump to mom, I will catch you. And each one of them had to make a decision if they were going to trust me as their mom, if they're going to trust Dave as their dad. It's better if you picture Dave in this picture. It's a lot sturdier. And they had to decide to jump into his arms. And in some ways, this is what belief is like. We stand on the edge of belief. For some of you, you've been standing on the edge for a long time. And you think, maybe this is the Christmas that I will put my trust in Jesus. I want to encourage you to take that step today, to take that jump. God is a God who will catch you. He will catch you, and he will change you. Sometimes belief feels like that. It's like standing on the edge, scared, unsure, but trusting that God will catch you. And this is the kind of belief Jesus invites us to. Not perfect, fearless belief. Just belief that says, okay, I'm jumping. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to trust the one who does. Tonight, I'm not asking you to believe in Christmas magic. I'm inviting you to believe in Jesus. Not just as a baby in a manger, but as a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace. Maybe tonight you're ready to believe, or you're thinking about believing. Right now, I want to encourage you that right now in this place, this is the time that you can talk to God. You don't need fancy words. Just something as simple as, Jesus, I believe in you. I don't have all the answers, but I believe you do. And I want you to be my counselor, my Father, and my peace. Can we just pray tonight? I just think that there are probably some of you that just came tonight thinking you're coming to a Christmas Eve service, but maybe tonight is the night that you say, Jesus, I'm going to believe in you. And I want to pray for you. So Jesus, I just thank you for my friends that are here tonight. God, thank you that even in this stressful time of Christmas, that we can believe in you. And that God, you really are our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, and our Prince of Peace. And God, I pray for the person that's had a hard time believing in you, that's been standing on the proverbial edge. God, I pray that today that we would all fall into your arms, that we would say, God, we trust in you, we believe in you. God, I thank you that your word tells us that if we'll come close to you, that you come close to us. So I thank you for people that are just saying, yes, God, I believe in you today, that you're coming close to them. And thank you, God, that you are our everlasting Father, that you never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for being here tonight. If you, if this is one of your first times here, or maybe this is the first time that you've said yes to Jesus, we just have a little gift for you on the way out. There's a table just out in the lobby with these little books on them that say, Why Christmas? And we want to walk with you in your journey with Jesus, and we'd invite you to take one of these. I'm going to invite Pastor Dave to come now, and we're going to light our candles and sing Silent Night. It's going to be really fun. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on Journey Church Podcast. For more information about our ministry, visit myjourney.church.